Welcome. This is The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli, Perth's Mix 94.5.
Score a free pool when you build with Celebration Homes on select lots.
A happy Monday. Beautiful afternoon in Perth. It's great to see and we'll make it a little happier for someone coming up after 4 o'clock. 50K giveaway, your next chance to get onto the shortlist. Now, 133353, overachieving babies. Do you have an overachieving baby? Let me explain why. A new mum was stunned when her baby daughter was born, I'm going to say that again, was born with a front tooth. A front tooth. And we're not talking just for, you know, parents who have been through this process. Our youngest is going through it at the moment where she's teething. You sort of look in there and you might just see the hint of white appearing underneath the gum. No, we're talking a full-blown, it is up and there. I don't know if you remember the Simpsons character who used to sit on his porch. He was one of those hillbillies. He had one big tooth and he always used to open cans with it of beer. Like, that's what we're talking here, although it's on the lower gum. Bethany Green couldn't believe her eyes when little Avery opened her mouth for the first time. The tot was born weighing a healthy 2.92 kilos just the other day, over the weekend, in fact, following a normal pregnancy in a short four-hour labour. But midwives at the UK hospital where she was born quickly noticed something very unusual about it. She had a pearly white growing from her lower gums. Now 4 weeks old, Avery has just become the youngest patient at her dentist surgery in Blackpool. That's somewhere in the UK. You're right. They've actually had to go in there and examine it. It's estimated that just one in every 2,000 babies are born with natal teeth. So it's a thing. One in every 2,000 babies born with natal teeth. But this is like a dead set. Like, it's got to be hanging half a centimeter out of this kid's gum. Like, this is a full-blown tooth here. This kid will be eating solids within the month. I'll tell you now. 133353, little overachiever. Have you got an overachieving baby? I'd love to hear from you. You know who I'd really love to hear from? My brother and his wife. Bless them. Their kids come out with, I swear, like ponytails. Both of them. Both daughters came out with ponytails. Just about. They are just heads full of hair to the point of overachieving. Meanwhile, I'm looking at my daughter Izzy going,
how about I draw a line down the middle of your head so it looks like a butt?
Like, yeah, that is just completely opposite ends of the spectrum.
The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli on Perth's Mix 94.5.
Overachieving kids. I want to hear about yours. This off the back of this insane thing that happened over the weekend. Woman gave birth to her daughter. Straight out of the womb, the kid has opened its mouth. Bang. Full-grown tooth. Like, dead set, not like a little, oh, we can just see a bit of tooth there. Maybe it's popping through. Maybe it won't. Maybe it won't for months. No, full blown, just about the size of a fingernail tooth. 133353, tell me about your overachieving kid. Tony and Morley, what have you got?
G'day, mate. We realised at about the age of about 15 months that she had a gift with menial house duties and started putting, wanting to put her dishes away in the dishwasher. So it's sort of like a party trick now when you're having dinner.
Yeah.
And she gets off a little chair and goes and wipes her plate and puts her dish away. And everyone's jaws drop and go like, what the hell's going on? You're like, isn't all kids do it at that age? And
no, Tony, they don't. I can tell you from experience.
You just sit there casually watching everyone's face. And you go, oh, I'm pretty sure everyone does it at that age. It was like, no, I think my child, something wrong with my child.
Oh, gee whiz, mate. Thank you for your call.
You're the best.
Good on you, bud. Bronwyn in Byford, your overachieving kid.
Yeah, so my son was not born with one tooth, he had three.
No way.
Out of the womb, three teeth,
so
ready to eat steak.
So so here's the deal, right? This woman in the UK, her daughter, this tooth, the thing was that one in every 2,000 kids is born like this. Yet, I mean, far out, it's got to be, I don't know if they told you the number, but it's got to be like one in every 500, maybe even less, is born with, or one in every more is born with three teeth.
Three, yep.
So what happened when your kid came out? Like, did they have to do anything to the teeth?
So at 2 weeks old, we had to go up to PMH, to the dentist up there, and they removed one of them because it didn't have a root system. But the other two stayed.
That is incredible.
Yeah.
Where were the other two? Were they like front teeth?
The one that was removed was at the front, and the other two were right at the back, molars.
Molars?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I don't even know what to say. Yeah. Having gone through two daughters at the moment, one who's got all her teeth now at just over 2.5, the other one who's 7 months old and she's teething. The molars are meant to happen at around about 2 years, maybe a bit more.
Yep.
Wow.
So they're only really, really small. Which helped, but
thanks for your call, Bronwyn.
Yeah, no problem.
No worries. Okay, last one here. Stewie in Byford, how are you?
Hello, young fella. Going good.
I'm good. Thanks. Tell me about your overachieving kids.
Okay, I have two, but my oldest son, was born inside out.
What do you mean inside out? What is that?
He was born with 3/4 of his internal organs on the outside of his body.
Wow.
It's not a disease, but it's a case called gastroschisis.
Yeah.
There's one in 35,000 born.
Far out. How is he?
He's fine. He's 22 years old now.
So what do they do in that situation other than cart them off to surgery?
Basically, straight away, mum got the whole bubs, and then from there they went straight to the theatre, because there's the Royal Women's in Melbourne, to theatre.
Yeah.
And because of the way the organs were on the outside of the body, they'd lost blood. They'd been twisted and blood circulation had been cut off.
Yeah, yeah.
So he lost one of his kidneys, one of his testicles, part of his lower and upper intestines, but everything else was cut and put back in.
Wow, this is probably the most extraordinary thing I've heard since the beginning of the year. That is amazing. And you know what? Yeah. To top that off, Stewie, it's a moment like that where you go, shout out to the people who actually perform the surgery on these kids to get them to, perfect health, because that is extraordinary. Thank you very much for your call.
Mix 94.5's Rush Hour with Pete Corelli.
Last night was the final of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Richard Reid took it out. He's on the line right now. Hello, mate.
Hey, Pete.
Hello, Richard. How are you?
You know what? I'm alive. You know what? I got electrocuted and I'm still doing good.
You know what's crazy? And this is very, I guess, New World-esque, right? You and I are actually friends on Facebook, right? I kid you not. We are dead set friends on Facebook. We've never spoken on Facebook. It's just like a this industry networking kind of thing. You popped up one day in my, you should add this guy, years ago. And I was like, well, I watch him on the telly. I'll hit add friend. He probably won't even see it. And bang, you added friend. And I was like, okay, I'm Facebook friends with Richard Reid now, though we've never spoken. So, mate, in a way.
What's up with that? Why are you talking to me?
I know. But in a way, we've been friends for years, and yet it's really lovely to talk to you for the first time.
Well, lovely to talk with you. And you know what? You probably know more about me than I wish you did because of my time in the jungle. After about a week, I kind of forgot the cameras were there. I may have insulted a few people.
I want you to forget the cameras. I want to see the real Richard Reid. You are the sort of person who, your job on the daily is to go through all of the entertainment mags and the entertainment news and pull, I guess, the interesting side, but also the vulnerable side out of the most famous people in the world and bring them to us, your viewing audience. How does it feel being the shoe on the other foot now, being that vulnerable person now?
Well, I guess it feels pretty good, but it really hasn't sunk in. I was just kind of being myself. If you go back to the very first couple of weeks of I'm a Celeb, you had AJ Rochester, you had Sam Disiari, And, when AJ left, he said to me, I really feel I didn't get to know you. And I was like, well, I feel I got to know you pretty well because you never asked me one question about myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, that's not a good thing or a bad thing. It's just other people who honestly were really super interesting and also curious. I think that's really what made my time in the jungle so great, is that I really got to know people, and I really feel that they got to know me because they were interested.
Yeah. Did you get to know you? Did you discover some things about yourself where you were like, oh my God, I never knew this about me, but this amazing experience has brought it out?
Oh, my God. Are you Dr. Phil? That was a great question.
Thank you very much, Richard Reed.
Oh, my God. I'm going to send you, like, a, you know, a email of pay or something. Yeah. You know, okay. I'm just going to tell you. I'm kind of chicken shit. There you go. I'm just saying that. And so to put my hand in a box of scorpions, you know, have snakes raining on me, be electrocuted, you know, touch a tarantula, and eat just crap, I think, you know, I can survive just about anything. I'm not on Dancing with the Stars. I still can't dance. But you know what? For the jungle, I'm kind of patting myself on the back, and I'm so hard on myself. But I think I did pretty good, and I'm really proud of myself.
Good stuff. And, of course, the prize money going to Beyond Blue, such an incredibly worthy charity. I'm really happy to see that it's gone there. So, mate, for a number of reasons, but in particular, you know, for that, thank you so much for a great season, and congratulations once again on winning I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here for 2019, Richard Reed.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm going to say it just, you know, I'm a king of the jungle. I'm going to be the queen of the jungle for some, but hey, it feels really good.
Mix 94.5's Rush Hour with Pete Corelli.
For a shot of $50,000, we've got to get her into the draw first. Joe from Freer, how you going?
I'm going really well now.
That's good. Hey, a little bit better than that. We're going to throw you a $100 Crown gift card for being caller number 19.
Amazing.
And now let's do that. Let's try and get you into that 50K giveaway. All you need to do is answer a simple true or false question about last night's episode of Channel 7's My Kitchen Rules. Are you ready?
Yep, I am ready, yep.
All right. Your question is, Pat and Bianca find themselves on the bottom of the ladder after last night's instant restaurant. Is that true or false?
That's false.
Oh, you are spot on. Nice work there, Joe. They scored 91, bumping Victor and G to the bottom. Third place in them. Nice work. Yeah. Hey, you are now one step closer to winning $50,000 and, of course, the ultimate luxury stay, that Crown experience at Crown Perth, and a $100 Crown gift card in the meantime to play around with, okay?
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli on Perth's Mix 94.5.
Getting on the Rush Hour, I'm talking about Celebration Homes. Bringing celebration to life, from pouring your slab to choosing tiles and taps to reading your daughter a story for the first time in her new bedroom. These moments are our reason for being. It's why they named the business Celebration Homes. They're a trusted partner who connects the dots between dreams and reality, giving them more to celebrate at each step of the way. And at the moment, on top of their amazing inclusions, faster build times and quality craftsmanship, they'll even throw in a free pool when you build with them on select lots. So check out celebrationhomes.com.au/free pool for info. BC9780, T's and C's apply.
The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli on Perth's Mix 94.5.
Recognise this? One 3353. I want to talk about the craze of your days. Oh, what do you mean, Pete? What are you talking about, the craze of my days? Well, this comes off the back. By the way, that's the Disney opening theme. This off the back of a post that's gone viral around Oz over the last couple of days. It's a cutout, a silhouette of Mickey Mouse with a few question marks all over it. And it says, the magic arrives on the 27th of Feb. And it was taken at a Woolworths. So apparently this is how Woolworths is going to go up against Coles when it comes to the collectibles. Because you would have seen, in fact, not just in stores, but even at the Coles service stations, you can get these now as well. Every $30 you spend, this is their new iteration of the Coles Minis. They've got these stickies now. So they're little fruits and vegetable characters with faces on them. And they've got a little plastic suction cup bottom. And you can actually stick them to things. People are already starting to collect them. I'm already seeing them on the Facebook marketplace. People selling as many of them as they possibly can. Probably a little way off yet, just guys, in terms of getting the most bang for your buck. All right. Give it a couple of weeks or a month or so when people are trying to get the last of their collection. But yes, Woolworths is going to be releasing some sort of Disney-themed collectible iteration on the 27th of February. This off the back of another thing that's popped out as well. I saw over the past few days some stories of Mr. Squiggle. Remember Mr. Squiggle and Blackboard? Hurry up. There's going to be,
Just a whole heap of special limited edition Mr. Squiggle commemorative coins that will end up in your change when you go and shop at Woolies as well. So Woolies is really bringing out the big guns because it seems pretty popular. But I want to go back to your time and you telling me about the collectibles crazes of your days. These were mine. When I was going to school in the sort of early, mid-90s, I had Pogs, I had Tarzos, I had Oddbods. I was talking to a mate of mine here at the station earlier today, telling them about Oddbods, and they had no idea what I was talking about. Oddbods were the thing. They were cards with weird-looking characters on them, and a lot of you actually might know them if your kids have brought them to you over the last couple of years, because they've had a new iteration where Oddbods are these funny, almost fairy little alien type creatures now, and they're actually like a series on YouTube, all this sort of stuff. No, back in the day, these were collectible cards, and there was all sorts. There was glow-in-the-dark Oddbods, but you were the real champion of the school if you had an Oddbod that was heat-sensitive. So it would actually have half of it coloured in with the Oddbod picture, and then the other half would actually be covered in some sort of black film, and then you'd apply pressure to it with the palms of your hands, or you'd rub it, and it would actually reveal the other half of the Oddbod.
Mix 94.5's Rush Hour with Pete Corelli.
We were talking about the craze of your days. Woolies has come out over the past couple of days to reveal that on February 27, the magic will arrive. They're talking about the fact that their collectibles are going to be Disney-themed, and they're going to release them to go up against Coles and their latest, the Stickies. So we're asking you about the ones that you had when you were growing up, some great ones that came through on the phones. And sorry I couldn't get to everybody, but Bart had early 90s monsters in my pocket. Jess was talking about the Cabbage Patch Dolls of the 80s and collectibles off the back of a movie from about 95 called The Indian in the Cupboard. There was McDonald's Snoopies that Neville chased. We've got Gordon in Mandurah. Tell me about yours, mate.
Mate, I got a couple of genuine Russell Coca-Cola yo-yos.
Oh, that's
one's
fantastic.
Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
One's Fanta.
Yeah.
I've got two packets of the original strings that came with them.
Oh, mate. That's hen's teeth now.
Oh,
especially the strings. So are these ones that you bought years ago and you've just held on to them?
Yeah. Yeah, they sit in the box with two commemorative Coke bottles from the America's Cup when we won the America's Cup. And there's a can, a steel can in there with an original ring pull on it.
Yeah.
500 mil. Max Headroom. I don't know if you remember Max Headroom, please.
No,
your time.
Yeah, probably,
First of the video stars.
I will.
The show on music.
Max Headroom.
Yeah.
All right, mate. Leave that with me. I'm going to chase it up and have a look. Thank you, Gordon.
No worries.
All right, Jason in Morley, what have you got for me? Collectibles from our day.
Yeah, I used to collect shrinkies, all different types of shrinkies. And you would taste particular ones, and like for myself, it was trying to get the Smith's chips with the gobbledock on it.
Yeah, I remember these. You'd pop them in the oven.
Yes.
And you'd shrink them down. They were made of a specific, because you could do that with a lot of the chip packets that you'd get, but these were made of a specific material because they were made specifically to shrink down. And I can't remember, would you pop a hole in them with a hole punch at the time before you'd shrink them, or did they come with a hole so you could pop them on a key ring?
Some had holes in them, and some you actually had to put in a hole in yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
Depending upon the type, and everything ranged from Twisty, Smith's, and it went through all the range of ones, but they had particular ones for the different brands of the mascots they had.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, mate, I remember these. These were right in my bullseye. Thanks, Jace.
Yeah, thanks.
Good on you, mate. Marilyn in Mullaloo. Hello.
Hi there.
We're going back to the moon landing here.
Yeah, well, that's how old I am. So
tell me about these collectibles from the moon landing. We're talking the 60s.
Oh, look, there's many different varieties. But, when man landed on the moon and when they were about to do Apollo 11, Kellogg's put out collectibles and they're all in like an off-white colour and you had to buy the box. So Mum would buy all these cereal because we had five kids in our family. So we fought for the packets and we would rip them open before we needed them.
Yeah.
So that got ugly. but you used to have to clip them together and to make the little modules.
Yeah.
And they stood about 2 inches high, 2 inches wide.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were really flexible, you know. So, and on top of those, there were like these alien critters and Enchantment Under the Sea.
Yeah.
And they were all different colours. And some sets, there were like 22 to collect. And I know they're worth about $1,500 now if you got the whole set.
Yes.
And that's, you know, going back a bit. But, you know, they had what was called toolies. And the little toolies, they were little creatures, little coloured creatures that were like a paintbrush or a file.
Yeah.
Or, and they had faces and legs like humans, but they were tools.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And the other thing that was really collectible was swap cards.
Swap cards.
And you would know about swap cards. And it's a girly thing.
Yeah.
And you'd go to the girls next door and say, what have you got? And I'll swap you that to that. And you'd swap a cat for a dog or
and
a flower.
And try and get the full set.
And you get the full set. And to get a full set of the pink, the lime, yellow and the blue, you'd go, oh, I've got a whole set of those.
Wow.
So my sister's still got all hers and she's got them in a big box.
Yeah.
And she wouldn't part with them because they did cost a lot.
Yeah.
Back then.
Yeah.
But yeah, we were poor and that was our excitement, getting cereal and ripping out the.
You know what? That was, and I remember that being the same for when I was, you know, a kid back in the 90s and getting things like an Odd Bods packet and. You don't know which ones you're going to get. That was half the fun. Thanks for your calls and thanks for yours, Marilyn. You're on the Rush Hour.
Score a free pool when you build with Celebration Homes on select lots.
The Rush Hour with Pete Corelli. Weekday arvos from 3 on Perth's Mix 94.5.